Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN, and we talk about what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, and Andrea Ferrier with us here once again. Welcome in, Andrea.
So nice to be here. Thank you.
All right, and well, the weather's warming up, and you're going to want to have a companion to enjoy the great weather with you.
Yes.
So here's some options here for you. We do have one dog right now that is available for adoption.
Yep, this is one we talked about last week. She's gotten a new name since last week. Last week, I think we called her Brindle. She was pretty new then, but she's maybe a boxer lab mix, kind of hard to tell, but about a year old, really sweet. She's very energetic. She would be really, really great as an only animal for somebody who wants to have somebody to, you know, jog with or walk with or enjoy the outdoors with. I just think she'd really, really be a great, loyal, loving companion dog, and she'd really like a home. So Lily is one option. I will say we have another dog at the shelter right now that was found, so not available for adoption yet, but I wanted to put the word out there in case someone has lost a dog. His name is Bo. Bo is a basset hound. And just adorable. I mean, indescribably adorable. The big brown eyes, the little stumpy legs, just the sweetest thing, a little bit shy. I think he's, you know, kind of surprised to find himself in this situation. So if you have lost Bo, he is waiting for you. And perhaps if we don't find his owner, I hope we'll be able in the next week after the week hold is over to find him a new home where he'll be very well loved as well.
All right, so one good adoption right now here, and possibly another one coming up there for you in the dog department. And, of course, we've got some cats available for folks to adopt, too.
Tebow is still at the shelter. I can't fathom it. He's such a cool cat. We have four cats at our house, or else I would take him home with me. He is just sweet. He's fluffy, and he's cute, and he's laid back, and he gets along with everybody and everything. So, again, he's about 3 years old. He's male. He gets along with everybody, and he's already been neutered. So Tebow is waiting to be your buddy. And we've talked about it in the past couple weeks. You can change his name if that's the problem for you. But I'd really like to see Tebow get home. We also then have some other options if you're not into the big fluffy ones. We have Sebastian. He's about a year old. He's a tiger stripe tabby, really friendly. In fact, you go over to the kitty cages and he just sticks his paw out and just lays down and purrs instantly. So really endearing. He's a very friendly guy. We have Tucker also. He was found as a stray cat, but you know, that doesn't mean he's not been socialized. We just don't know what their background was. Mm-hmm. He's extremely friendly, really playful. He's an orange tabby and just a really nice guy, an all-around nice guy also. And then we have Rascal. He's about a year old. He's black. Rascal doesn't get along with other animals so very well. He's not crazy about all people. So this is one of those situations where if you want an animal who's fiercely loyal to you, who you know is made for you and only you, you go in and Rascal loves you and you love Rascal, it's a match made in heaven. So we're really hoping to find homes for these cats that's the perfect fit for all of them.
Well, sometimes you just know, I guess. You know, you walk in there and maybe there's just that connection there. So
really hoping somebody comes in and finds just the cat that they've been looking for.
All right. Well, some great options there for adoption here this week. And, of course, we always talk about it. But, you know, the cost to go adopt an animal at the shelter is much less than you're going to go any other route.
Absolutely. You can pay hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for purebred, you know, fancy animals. And there's nothing inherently better about them. They don't have better longevity. They're not necessarily better temperament. It's just that they're fancier, I guess. So, but these animals are wonderful companions and really make nice pets.
All right. And if folks are going to stop by the shelter, where do they need to go?
We are at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town with the wastewater treatment plant.
All right. And those hours of operation, if they are going to stop on by?
Absolutely. Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
All right, so some good options there, too. And, of course, if they're outside of that time and they're thinking about it, they have some questions, you can always call the shelter, 243-2287, and they'll get back to you as soon as they can if you leave a message. Or otherwise, you can connect with them online, too.
Yeah, you can go on petfinder.com, type in Atlantic zip code, and see the animals that are available. Or if you're on Facebook, you can go to Atlantic Animal Shelter and see what we've got available.
All right, and oftentimes I know they like to throw pictures when they have the chance to of some of those animals, so a good resource to check out and get a good, you know, taste of what's going on at the shelter. I mean, it's not the end-all, be-all, because things change on such a daily basis. You obviously want to keep up to speed with going down there, but just another way to stay connected.
And if you're on the fence seeing these adorable pictures of these wonderful animals, I mean, that's enough to get you in the door. So go online and check them out.
All right. So some great options here this week. We hope folks stop on down and check out the animals currently at the shelter, and we hope we get some adoptions here this week.
Absolutely. And when you go, make sure you tell them you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.